しゃ、猿を張り付けにしようぜ。
JapanesePod101.com。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Naomi です。
Peter here. Sights and Sounds, Lesson 9. Taking a photograph. Naomi 先生。
はい。
この写真どうなっていますか？
これは鳥居がありますね。There's a 鳥居 gate in the middle.
Can you give us the pronunciation here?
鳥居、鳥居。
鳥居。
そうですね。
And what is this?
It's a gate for a shrine.
Only shrines?
I think so.Yeah. yeah.
Yeah. だと思います。
だと思います。
One more time, give us a nice pronunciation.
鳥。
Is there something special you do at this gate, or what's going on? Do most people take pictures here? Here, two people are taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
One person's taking another person's picture. Is this common at these gates?
Sometimes people take pictures at 鳥。
Now, Naomi-sensei, is it okay...To take pictures at a shrine?
Outside the shrine, I'd say it's okay, but not inside the shrine.
I think for me, when I go to a shrine, being a Westerner, I go to the shrine and I have my camera out and I'm snapping pictures. It seems kind of natural for mm-hmm. me, but sometimes when I do go with Japanese people mm-hmm. or, you know, my wife, she says too that basically she wouldn't take pictures in a shrine.
Oh, okay. So, ne.It's like church, right? Do you take pictures in a church? Same kind of question.
Yeah. So we'll leave it to your discretion. But, you know, you're coming to Japan. If you just want these pictures, I say take them.
そうね。そうね。
Yeah, the proper protocol is probably not to take them.
そうですね。But taking pictures at the Torii Gate is no problem.
So our advice to you. But, you know, if it's that shot that you have to have, go for it.
はい。そうですね。And also, can you see a little sign on the right side of the picture?
No.
It says, 鯉のぼり子ども大会。
Ah, now I see it. What does that mean?
Do you know 子どもの日?
Children's Day.
はい。May 5th is 子どもの日 in Japan. 5月5日 is 子どもの日。And people celebrate on that day.
And...On this day, at this particular shrine, they're having a taikai, which is kind of like a contest.
そうですね。
And koi no bori are those things you see blowing in the wind.
そうですね。
What it is it's made of cloth, and on the top part, there's a ring. And through that ring, the wind blows. And on the other end, there's a hole. So it's this long, thin cloth.That when the wind blows through it, it makes a circular shape when it's kind of inflated with the wind passing through it. And on the outside, there's a picture of...
Sakana, which is fish.
And this particular fish is a...
Koi.
Carp. So it kind of looks like it's swimming in the air.
そうですね。
And it's very popular on this day and in May.
はい。
All right. Well, that was a long intro. Are we ready to get into the lesson?
はい。
All right. Here we go.
ねえ、せっかくだから写真撮ろうか。
オッケー、私が撮ってあげる。なんたってお父さんカメラマンだからね。デジカメ貸して。
サンキュー。
はい、チーズ。撮れたよ。どう？
え、何これ、私こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
じゃあもう一回。はい、チーズ。今度はどう？
いい感じじゃない、私らしさがすごく出てるわ。さすが光るね。
サンキュ
ー。もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ねえ、せっかくだから写真撮ろうか。
オーケー、私が撮ってあげる。なんたって、お父さん、 カメラマンだからね。デジカメ貸して。
サンキュー。
はい、チーズ。取れたよ。どう？
何これ。私、こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
じゃあ、もう一回。はい、チーズ。今度はどう？
いい感じじゃない。私らしさがすごく出てるわ。さすが、ヒカルね。
サンキュー。
今度は英語が入ります。
ねえ、せっかくだから写真撮ろうか。
Hey, let's take a picture. It's a good occasion.
OK! 私が撮ってあげる。なんたってお父さんカメラマンだからね。デジカメ貸して。
OK, I'll take the picture for you. My dad's a cameraman, you know. Give me your camera.
Thank you.
Thank you.
はい、チーズ。撮れたよ。どう？
OK, say cheese. Got it. How do you like it?
何これ。私こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
What is this? I don't look this ugly.
じゃあもう一回。はい、チーズ。今度はどう？
Okay, then we'll take it again. Say cheese. How about this time?
いい感じじゃない。私らしさがすごく出てるわ。さすがヒカルね。
It looks good. It really brings out the best in me. You're a good photographer, Akira.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Naomi 先生、この会話どう思いましたか？
私こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
I'm not that ugly.
It's not very polite word.
Yes. ちょっとですね。Like, But I think it's good that you know this word.
はい、もちろん。Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We haven't really figured out why, but we'll get to that in a minute. For now, let's just take a look at some of the vocab. First, we have
写真
photograph
写真写真
sample sentence, please.
東京タワーで写真を撮る
I will take a picture at Tokyo Tower. Here we have a common pattern. 写真を撮る、
はい、
To take a picture.
そうですね。なので take a picture at a 鳥 is 鳥で写真を撮る。
So the picture is what you're taking and the day, the particle day here is marking where you're taking that picture.
そうですね。
In this picture, they're taking the picture at the 鳥。
はい。
In the sample sentence, they're taking it at Tokyo Tower.
はい。
All right, next we have
撮る。
To take.
撮る。撮る。
撮る can mean many different things.
ああ、そうですね。
And two ways to tell, one by context、mm-hmm. and one by the kanji, the character. So you got to check out the PDF for this because it's quite important to know the writing of this character.
はい。
Next we have?
カメラマン。
Cameraman.
カメラマン。カメラマン。
Very straightforward. Let's go on to the next word. What do we have next?
デジカメ。
Digital camera.
デジカメ。デジカメ。
So start out low and go up and then stay flat.
はい、そうです。
デジカメ。
そうです。
デジカメ。
そうです。デジカメ。
デジカメ。
そうです。
It's tough to say it slow. Everyone out there should practice this, saying it nice and slow. Because, yeah, that's really how you refine it. I'm so used to saying it at such a quick speed. Okay, next we have a very interesting word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, it just hit me now because I always heard this word and I hear it so often. Thank you.
So, thank you.
But you know what it is actually? Thank you.
そうね。
But the pitch accent's a bit different.
Thank you.
Thank you.
そうです。
It sounds a lot like level 3. Thank you.
Level 3 is thank you.
The pitch accent is where?
Thank you goes flat.
サンキュー。
そうです。
サンキュ
ー。あれ？ちょっと待って。
あれ？
Start low and goes up at n sound and stay high. Sa, n, q, u. That's grade 3. Thank you is sa, n, q, u. Thank you.
Going down.
Hi, so this. Sa is high, but n, q is low.
So let's see if I can get it.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi.
And thank you.
So this.
なるほど。So you kind of go up on the end.
Hi.
Thank you.
そうですね。Maternity leave is also called thank you.
Got it.
Which might, you might not need it.
必要ではないですね。
そうですね。
But no, actually in some countries they have male maternity leave.
Ah, そうですね。
Is that still thank you?
でも、さんは delivering children.
副産休。
副産休。
Like assistant delivering.
I don't know. 多分育児休暇。育休です。
Right? Which means?
育児。
Rearing children.
はい。
Child rearing break.
はい。で、育休。
Ah, a break to raise a child.
はい。
Oh boy. All right, let's let's pick up the pace here. Next we have...
Cheese.
Cheese. As in smile.
Cheese. Cheese.
The food product?
Same pronunciation.
Okay. Next we have...
This.
Ugly women. Ugly woman. And this is very rude.
Cannot be polite.
Yes, it can't be polite. 彼女はブスですけど、いい方です。Something along those lines. But anyway, yeah, not a polite word. Can we break this down?
はい。ブス。ブス。
Now...There's another word related to this. Busaiku?
Hi.
What does this mean?
Ugly.
Ugly.
Hi.
Bus is just a shorter version of this? Or are they different meanings?
Busu is strictly for women. And busaiku could for men and women and for anything.
For anything?
Yeah. For example, animals.
Really?
Yeah.
So can you give us an example sentence? That baby giraffe is ugly.
あの子供のキリンはブサイクです。
That baby giraffe is ugly.
はい。
Maybe like the legs aren't even, so it's tilted a bit.
そうですね。
So, ブサイク。And pitch accent is on the I. You're gonna hit the high point at the I.
ブサイク。
ブサイク。
そうです。
This is getting fun.
はい。
Next we have...
もう一回。
One more time.
もう一回。もう一回。
Followed by?
今度。
This time.
今度。今度。
Next.
感じ。
Feel, impression.
感じ。感じ。
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. First we have.
ねえ、せっかくだから写真撮ろうか。
Hey, since we're here, let's take a picture. Now, the first part, what do we have? Naomi-sensei?
ねえ。
And again, two females speaking here, and they're speaking very casual. So, getting the attention of the other person. Now, guys can also use this too.
はい。
ねえ。
ねえ。
Like, hey.
はい、そうですね。
And for casual situations.
はい。
So, if you're in a business meeting negotiating, and you're waiting on someone to come back with a...number or something, you don't want to prompt them with ne.
そうですね。And sometimes people say twice, ne ne, hey hey.
Yeah, to get that person's attention.
はい、ne ne.
Ne ne, Naomi-sensei.
はい。
But I don't know if you should call your teacher like this.
そうですね。とてもカジュアルですね。
Very informal. So、はい、in a case you want to get your teacher's attention, すいません、先生。Would probably be better.
はい、そうですね。At least in the classroom. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as you leave in the hallway, ねえねえ、先生。
そうですね。
Okay, next we have.
せっかくだから。
せっかく is a phrase that means very, case by case, you have to interpret it. That can change meaning depending on context. Here, since we came all this way, since we're here, so they're visiting the shrine, and it's not something they do every day, so...They came all this way since they're here on this special occasion, something, something. So kind of a special occasion.
はい。
Ah, I like that, the special occasion. せっかく、せっかく誕生日ですから。Since it's your birthday.
はい。
With It's a special occasion inferred.
はい。
Then we have?
写真撮ろうか。
Shall we take a picture? Can you give us what we would find in a textbook? Because I think it's really relevant to kind of show this difference.
はい。写真を撮りましょう。Or 写真を撮りましょうか。
First, 写真 is marked by the object marker.
お。
And then we have the volitional form.
撮りましょう。
Now this pattern is used when you want to suggest something.
はい。
So the speaker is suggesting something. And this can be compared with when asking someone if they want to do something, let's take a picture. Because we're at a touristy spot and we have a camera. If it's lunchtime and we're walking down the street and we're surrounded by restaurants, how could I say, let's have lunch?
お昼ご飯食べようか。
Literally, shall we have lunch? But it's kind of more definite. Rather than asking, suggesting. As we're walking down the street with all these restaurants, as it's lunchtime, shall we eat? And that's kind of the main difference between this pattern, the volitional plus ka, and another pattern we introduced earlier, masenka. The masenka is, it more depends on the listener's response. If they give you the okay, then we'll go do this. But this pattern, it's the tools to accomplish what you're suggesting or the situation that you're in would allow you to execute your suggestion very quickly. So that's the main key difference here. Okay, this is followed by.
Okay.
Okay.
私が撮ってあげる。
I'll take it for you. Literally, I'll give you the taking.
そうですね。手あげる means I or somebody will do something for somebody else.
Yeah. あげる means someone will give somebody else something.
そう。難しいですね。例えば、本をあげます。
Somebody will give somebody a book.
そうですね。
And the subject is marked with wa. The object is marked with
お。
And in this case, it's the book. And finally, we have the verb あげる。
そうですね。私はピーターさんに本を買ってあげる。
I'll buy a book for Peter.
はい。
Now, everything's the same here, except for the final part. Again, we have the subject, Naomi, marked with
wa.
The indirect object, Peter, marked with
ni.
The book, marked with
o.
And finally, the action,
買ってあげる.
So we need 買って comes from 買う, the dictionary form of to buy.
はい.
And when you do an action for somebody, you need the te form plus あげる.
そうです.
So, 買ってあげる.
食べてあげる.
I'll eat it for you.
そうそうそう. You can't finish it? Okay.食べてあげる。You can drink beer? Okay. 飲んであげる。
I'll drink it for you.
はい。
In this case, the friend will take the picture for her.
そうですね。
Then we have?
なんたってお父さんカメラマンだからね。
My dad's a cameraman, you know. Followed by?
デジカメ貸して。
Lend me your digital camera.
そうですね。
Now this is so typical of Japanese. Literally we have? Camera lend.
そうです。
Me.
はい。
With the me inferred. So can we have this sentence in its complete, proper textbook style?
In this case, I don't think we need to say the subject part because it's a command.
Got it.
Okay, so, Jenny さん、私にデジカメを貸してください。
Jenny, please lend me your camera.
そうですね。
So even though we don't say the subject, we kind of identify who we're talking to. But you can see how the parts work. 私に。
はい。
デジカメを貸してください。
はい。
To me, camera lend please. Please lend me your camera.
そうですね。
And then we get our favorite Japanese word.
Thank you.
Thank you. Followed by?
はい、チーズ。
Okay, smile. Then?
取れたよ。
I took it. Followed by?
どう?
What do you think?
そうですね。How is it? とか、What do you think?
どう being the interrogative how.
はい。
Then we have?
何これ?
Huh? What's this? Now this, 何これ? In textbook Japanese, it would be, これは何ですか?
そうです。そうですね。
But what happens here?
これは、since Jenny is speaking casual,she reversed the word order.
Which is not uncommon when speaking in this manner. it's kind of more natural towards English because literally it's, what's this?
Ah, so desu ne. Of course, Jenny could say, eh, kore nani? That's okay too.
Both ways are perfectly all right.
Hai.
Then we have,
私こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
I'm not this ugly. So, you kind of get the picture. What we want to point out here is, 私 is the subject. Now, what would normally come after this if this was a proper sentence?
Topic marking particle, wa.
So it would be?
私は。
Then we have こんな、like this.
So, formal Japanese, we would say このように。
But the yo gets dropped, and we keep the ni. So when こんな is modifying an adjective like this, this ugly, or something like this, we usually have the particle ni. こんなにきれい。
そうですね。
This beautiful.
そうですね。
こんなにブス。This ugly.
そうですね。But since she's talking about herself, it's perfectly okay to call herself ブス。
Yes.
Yeah. As long as you're calling yourself ブス, that's okay.
ジェニーちゃん、もっと自信持ってください。Be more confident, Jenny. So then we have janai. I'm not. Here, not a tag question.
Hi.
So, yeah, not a tag question. This is straightforward. I'm not.
Hi.
This is followed by?
じゃあ、もう一回.
One more time.
Hi. Instead of もう一回, of course you can say もう一度.
Also, one more time.
Hi.
Next.
はい、チーズ.
And as we had before, smile. Next.
今度はどう?
What do you think of this one? Followed by,
いい感じじゃない。
It looks good, doesn't it? And here the じゃない is the tag question. And you can tell by that intonation. One more time.
いい感じじゃない? Or いい感じじゃない?
Then we have,
私らしさがすごく出てるわ。
It really brings out the best in me. So, 私らしい is like me.
It's very me.
So when you attach らしい, it kind of comes out to the English like.
例えば、ああ、ピーターさんらしいですね。
ああ、that's like Peter.
はい。
Or something Peter would do.
はい、そうですね。
Now, to change this into a noun, or kind of a measurable amount of something, the E gets changed to?
さ。
So, kind of a good example is if we take 大きい、big, and we change 大きい to?
大きさ。
The bigness.
はい。
So here,myselfness.
はい。
And すごく出てる。It means it's really appearing. Really brings out me.
Sounds like she's a professional model or something.
Yeah, well, whatever she is, she's something special. So, one other key point here. 出てる. In informal Japanese, it would be 出ている. The E would be in there. But as it's casual Japanese and things speed up, the E gets dropped. So it's just 出てる.
そうですね。
Finally, we have?
さすが、アキラね。
Just like you, Akira. So, because her father's a cameraman, she should be good at this. She took a good picture, so just like her to do something like that. And finally, we have?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, long lesson today, but pretty interesting. Lots of really good stuff in there. So, Naomi-sensei, 毎度ありがとうございます。
毎度ありがとうございます。Where did you catch that phrase?
I don't know.
Sounds like Osaka-jin.
Must be the recent trip down there.
Ah, so desu ka.
But a topic for another day. All right, that is going to do it. We are out of here. See you next time.
じゃあね。
ねえ、せっかくだから写真撮ろうか。
OK!私が撮ってあげる。なんたってお父さんカメラマンだからね。デジカメ貸して。
Thank you.
はい、チーズ。撮れたよ。どう？
え、何これ。私こんなにブスじゃないわよ。
じゃあもう一回。はい、チーズ。今度はどう？
いい感じじゃない。私らしさがすごく出てるわ。さすがヒカルね。
Thank you.